FM, and those that need some direction.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Yes. Let us learn lessons from the following. It is why we can't have nice things, and it starts us in northern India. And we have another report of a fake doctor doing doctor things. In fact, this particular fake doctor in northern India performed a kidney stone surgery.
Oh, my word.
Unlicensed, what? And by all accounts, not a doctor even in any sense of the word. Like, didn't even, like, go, like, ah, I went my first year of pre-med. Nope. Just somebody that thought they could do it. By using a YouTube tutorial on how to conduct surgery.
I was going to say, does he have a TikTok account? Because it's almost the same thing, right?
I guess there's a how-to YouTube tutorial on how to perform kidney stone surgery.
Nope.
Yeah, they're in a lot of trouble. And it's always a red flag, by the way, too, if your surgeon stops mid-procedure to sit through a survey of what ads they've seen.
Oh. Dum, 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 dum.
Yeah, that's not good.
That happened to my neighbor, but they were building a retaining wall. Sorry.
With their kidney stones?
No.
That's a lot.
The construction workers, they were watching YouTube videos on how to do it.
Oh, boy.
So there's a lot of bad choices you can make in life. Robbing a Chick-fil-A, probably in the top 10. But that did not stop Khadija Haynes from wanting more. Uh-uh. She took that money, then headed off to a local casino in beautiful Birmingham, Alabama.
Well.
She's accused of threatening those lovely Chick-fil-A employees.
Mm-hmm.
It's been my pleasure to serve you today with mace. She was then found at the gaming hall, ran to her car. A police chase ensued. This all ended with a crash.
Wow.
And, you know, at that point, you just need to get the fries and the chocolate shake.
That's
and I
it.
Think this could prevent a whole lot of this.
Yeah, at any point, she could have stopped.
Dum, 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 dum.
Just kept going. Those drive-thrus do move fast. They do move fast. Let us go to Winter Haven, Florida. And a dude there that broke into a house to use a microwave. John Crookham. Well, that's fun. He already was in his name.
Look at
John
that.
Crookham.
Owning it.
Left his wallet behind. And then that's how they ultimately figured out what was going on there. And then he told police that he was just hungry and just wanted hot pockets and Vienna sausages.
Whoa.
The homeowner found the wallet with his ID, credit cards inside, charged with burglary on this thing, but it's all because he wanted his hot pocket.
These things happen.
And we found the one that likes Vienna sausages. So.
Dum, 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 dum.
John Crookham.
There's always more room for Florida in this segment. And Patrick Gillet from Fort Myers making the cut. He headed to his local Walmart, but not for a vat of petroleum jelly. Like some local disc jockeys. No, he wanted an electric cart to get around. So he helped himself. Fortunately, this was not the type they sell. The kind they offer to customers with mobility issues. He was later arrested for possession of stolen property.
How far did he get? How far do those go?
No. I mean, I thought there was like those big magnet things and they wouldn't let you out of the parking lot.
But, I don't know. Well, I'm going to find it. There's got to be a YouTube tutorial on that.
One can hope.
All right. Let's go to Kentucky. And a Kentucky middle school teacher, mind you. Middle school. Jessica Berry has been cited, and that's it at this point, after teens were found drinking alcohol at her New Year's Eve party in Lincoln County, Kentucky. Nearly 20 minors, ages 13 to 17, were found there, some very, very schnookered. She's a middle school teacher.
Oh,
Berry claims
word.
She had no knowledge of any underage drinking.
Really?
She's been placed on administrative leave by the school district. I wonder what she's doing with her time.
Dum, 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 dum.
You're deep in love, KB.
Thank you.
And that River Ranch wedding afterglow is showing everywhere. But not everyone is so blessed. Uh-uh. And the San Antonio Zoo feels the pain of love gone wrong. Where singles can now name a cockroach after your ex. Then feed it to an animal for a low, low price of $10. You really want to splurge? You can do a live rodent for $25, which is just a little extra weird. Yeah, you can watch the feeding on social media. All the money goes to wildlife conservation.
Yeah, there you go.
JB?
No, don't name one after me, please. I guess that's fine. And then finally, let's end in Thailand. I see a court date in this guy's future. A fortune teller in Thailand was arrested on New Year's Day, no less, after predicting a woman would lose something valuable. And then stole her cell phone. 19-year-old victim saw the guy outside a temple there in Thailand, and that's just walked on in, wanted a reading. There's tarot cards. 38-year-old fortune teller said they saw bad luck ahead, that you would lose a valuable item today, even. Said he could prevent it for an extra fee, but the victim would not pay that extra fee. But she realized her iPhone was missing later that day, went back, accused him of stealing it. He denied it, claims just really good at his job. The prediction came through. What do you want? Your money back? No, the phone back, and he's been arrested.
Dum, 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 dum,
you should have saw that coming, right? Dum.